Here we are with Heather Frankie Nee Wegner from Springton, and we have Jed and Jaden to ask the questions.
Can you recall anything naughty you did at school, and what were some of the punishments that were given out at school?
Well, when I went to school, we used to have to sweep the rooms out, take it in turn, sweeping the room out at night, because there was only one big room, all seven grades in it. And I was sweeping away one night, and I hit the boy that was sweeping with me, Louis Lablock, in the stomach with the broom handle, and I got punished for that. I don't know what the punishment was now. I think I got put in a corner or something. That's what happened. That's about the only naughty thing I think I did at school.
What was your favourite hobby as a child?
My favourite hobby as a child was getting on my bicycle and riding for miles. We lived 3 miles out of Springton, and I used to get on that on a Saturday, and we used to ride our bike to school every day, my sister and I, and I used to get on to weekends, and I'd ride right down through Jutland, hundreds of Jutland from our place, up through the hills and back to Eden Valley, and from Eden Valley back home. I'd be away all day. Mum and Dad wouldn't know where I was, but I was riding my bike.
What schools did you go to, and what's your best memories?
Went to Springton School. I loved going to Springton School. We had a beautiful teacher by the name of Mr. Fechner, and can't remember anything. We used to have concerts every year, and I used to love going back the next morning because he used to say, you don't have to come back to school in the morning, you're too tired, because we had the concert at night. But I always got on my bike and went early and helped him clean out the hall because I knew I'd get an ice pock afterwards. I went to Burbitt High School for a year.
I'd love to do that. Getting ice pock. Alright, which one are we up to? Okay. Did you sing in a choir?
Yes, a church. Little South Rhine Church. Okay. Just down from where we lived at Springton, there's a little church called South Rhine Church. The church is still belonging to the trust now, but the other part of the church with the other buildings, it's been bought privately by people, and they use it as a holiday house, I believe. But yes, we went to church there every Sunday, and as I got older, I sang in the choir because my mother was in the choir as well. And we used to have church until the service came on at the end, and then we'd all the children would get up and walk out into the other room, other building, we'd have Sunday school.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Can I just jump in and ask a question, talking about voice and song? Is there any songs that you remember from your youth, and can you give us a line or two?
Oh, well, you're asking something now. Sunday school, I used to like All Things Bright and Beautiful. That was a favourite song of mine. But when I grew up and was a teenager, we used to go to lots of dances. And I used to sing along with all the songs they sang. They played at the dances, you see. And it was all the old time war songs, which we sing here in our sing along at Friday nights, every Friday and once a month. We have a sing along here and we sing those old songs too, you know, Lily Marlene and what's all the other ones? I can't think of them now. Bless Them All and lots of other songs. There used to be a song we used to like was called Run Rabbit Run. It was Run Rabbit Run Rabbit Run Run Run. Here comes the farmer with his gun, gun, gun. Don't be frightened of something because he can't do without his apple pie. So run rabbit, run rabbit, run, run, run. It was something like that it went.
Okay. When were you born and where?
I was born at Mile End, that's a suburb of Adelaide, and I was born 89 years ago on Anzac Day.
Oh, okay. Was there any cheeky stories you know from school?
Cheeky stories? No, I don't think so.
What was your favourite meal when you were little?
My favourite meal? Oh, for breakfast, we used to have wheat all ground up, pure wheat all ground up, and she'd make a porridge out of that, and we used to have that for breakfast. That used to be lovely. I used to love that. It had a different taste altogether. Otherwise, it was Wheat-Bix or rice bubbles. And another thing we used to have was Mum would make toast and have hot toast, and we'd put pepper and salt on it and put a hot milk on it, and we used to have that for breakfast as well. That was a thing from Cornwall. Came from Cornwall. Great parents came from Cornwall, and that was the thing they used to have. And Mum used to make Cornish pasties, the proper Cornish pasties, and we used to have them.
Sounds delicious. Do you have any humorous examples of a daily life?
Humorous?
Like anything funny?
Anything funny? Oh, everything's funny. Not on top of my head, I can't. I can tell you, I used to love going out with my dad in the mornings, trapping rabbits. That's not humorous, but we used to have fun doing it, Dad and I. I was a real dad's girl. I used to climb all the trees in the district, and one day my dad, I did something wrong. I can't remember what it was, but I did something wrong, and Dad went after me, and I ran like mad. And I came to the fence around the house, and he thought I was Dobby, got me, but he didn't. I just jumped straight over the 4-foot fence and went down the road. He didn't catch me.
What foods were unusual or specific to that period?
Foods? Well, we used to have just ordinary foods. I used to love, Dad used to go out trapping rabbits at the weekends, and he used to say they're for the dogs and the cats, you know, which they were, but we'd have some of the young ones. And I'd always get up at 5 o'clock Sunday morning and go picking up the rabbits, and the little ones he'd skin. And Mum, he'd bring them into Mum, and Mum would soak them in salt water. And then she'd put them in breadcrumbs, and we'd fry them and have them for breakfast every Sunday morning. They used to be beautiful, little tiny bits of rabbit. It's like chicken. It used to be lovely. Yes, that was very nice.
How easy or difficult is it to travel?
Then, well, I only had a two-wheel bicycle to travel in. Dad never had a car. He couldn't afford a car. He bought that after I left home, you know, and the children left home. He used to ride his bike to Mount Pleasant to work every day and work on the council and drive a big grader on the council and ride home from Mount Pleasant every day to Springton, home at night. And then you get home about 6-ish or something like that, and you have to milk the cows and separate the milk and all that after that. It used to be about 6 o'clock more before we'd get tea, and he'd be up early again in the morning and off again. Another thing you might be interested to know, when I was about your age, I suppose, might have been a bit younger, Dad had a stepbrother down at Manham. He was a baker down there at Manham, and he used to go down and see him once in a while. He always took me. Why, I don't know, but he always took me. But he only had his bicycle, and he used to strap a pillar around the bar of the bicycle, the man's bicycle, the bar across the middle, and I'd sit on that, and he'd bike all the way to Mount Pleasant. We used to stop and climb up Schultz's Hill, you know, walk up to the hills. But Dad would take me there when he'd go, we'd spend the day, catch the bus at Mount Pleasant from Adelaide, Manham bus that come from Adelaide, we'd catch out at Mount Pleasant, we'd go down to Manham for the day, spend the day with Uncle Heine, and then we'd catch the bus back to Mount Pleasant, and Dad would bike me home again at night. That used to be a trip out once a year. That used to be good. I used to love that.
Were there any particular events that stand out as memorable moments in the history of the Barossa Valley?
I didn't know that much of the Barossa because I lived at Springton and it wasn't in the Barossa in my days. But when the war was on, we used to have fun because there was a camp for soldiers at Sandy Creek. There used to be a big camp of all the soldiers at camp. And we used to have dances in the Springton Hall about every other Saturday night for their fun, you know, to come in and dance. And we used to play basketball. Us girls used to have a basketball team. We used to play basketball with them, and we used to have fun then because the hall was just big enough to take a basketball court. And the walls, you know, you'd bang against the walls, and they were playing in their hobnailed army boots, and we were playing in sand shoes. You know, we used to run rings around them every time. We was always beating them, but it was good fun.
Do you have any stories or information relating to either World War One or World War Two?
Well, I didn't know much about World War Two because I was only about 11 at the time. My brother was born in 1940. I was 11 years older than him. But to us, there wasn't a war on. We didn't hear much about the war other than we had ration cards. and we had them for clothing and food. There's so much ration things, I suppose, you know, for so many for sugar. I can always remember it was eight ration, little ration squares for a pair of shoes. Mum used to have tea and coffee and all that sort of thing. We used to have a Mr. Griffiths, a man from Griffiths Brothers, used to travel around, and Mum would buy all his coffee, all the coffee and tea and cocoa from him. And once every 3 months or something, he used to come around and do that. And that's how we got our tea. And we weren't allowed to drink coffee in the tea in those days because children under 12 didn't get any ration tickets.
What kinds of games did you play growing up?
Well, I was a tomboy, and I used to play all the boys' games. We never had enough at Springton School, so us girls used to play football to make up the team at the school, and then they'd play basketball with us when we wanted a basketball game. But I was always doing things that I shouldn't do, you know. As I said, I used to climb the biggest tree. There's a tree going down the hill from Williamstown, coming into Springton. It's a big slope into Springton. There's a big pine tree on the side. I was dared. Somebody dared me once. I wouldn't climb it, so I did. I climbed right up to the top until I swayed, and then I came down again. So I was a real tomboy.
What did your family enjoy doing together?
Well, we used to go to church every Sunday. That was something we all went together with, and we used to go off to Sunday school. But Mum used to come to the dances with us, with me, and we used to go for picnics and things like that, you know. That was about all we did in those days. There was nothing else to do.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I've only got a sister and a brother 11 years younger than me. He lives at Lindock. Yeah, yeah, Donald's his name.
How are holidays celebrated in your family?
Well, we used to just stay at home, and I used to ride my bike, or else we'd play together and things like that. We had neighbours across the road, and the children would come over from them, and we'd get together in the paddocks and play games. And the mums used to gather at the little creek of a night time, and us people, they'd talk, and we used to just play games, hopscotch and all those things, you know. It was just a family thing.
Did your family have any other special family traditions?
No, I don't think so. No, not that I can think of.
Describe a typical family dinner. Did you eat all as a family? Who did the cooking? What were your favourite foods?
Mum used to do all the cooking. She was a cook. Before she was married, she was a marvellous cook. She used to win all the prizes at the Springton Show with her bread and scones and sponges and things like that. But it was an ordinary meal. We used to have roast, a roast lamb with all the veggies we grew in the garden. We had property and had a spring up the top of the paddock, 7 or 5 acres it was, and it was a natural spring. And Dad used to grow all these veggies up there, and we used to eat all the veggies, the peas and the beans, and you know, grow tomatoes, watermelons, and everything we grew, we ate out the garden. So that's what we used to have for meals, you know, have nice chops. We didn't have barbecues in those days, so Mum used to, we had a wood stove in the kitchen, and Mum used to put some fat on top of the stove, on the flat top of the stove, and put the chops on that, and barbecue them on the top of that, grill them on the top of that. They used to be beautiful, really tasty, they were lovely.
Was the church a big part of your family's life growing up?
Yes, it was. Yes, Mum was a real churchgoer. Dad didn't go to church as much as what he did. Later on in life, he did. But we all went to Sunday school, and it was one of the things that we used to go to every Sunday was church. It was more or less a family get-together, a neighbourhood get-together. You'd get to know all the neighbours, and it was a local gossip session afterwards, you know. We'd hear all about what happened in the farm and who did this and who did that, and it was really good. It used to be quite fun. We used to have Sunday school picnics, and we'd be given prizes at the end of the year from Sunday school. But that's what we used to do, yes.
Can I ask, just leading on from there, Christmas time, what was a typical Christmas like for you and your family?
Well, it was like any other Christmas. We never had a a pine Christmas tree because there's no pines around. But Dad'd always go out and break a branch, cut a branch off a gum tree, and we'd put that in a thing in the dining room in front of the fireplace in the bucket, and we used to hang things on that. And we always had oranges for Christmas. I can remember that. We always had an orange for Christmas and just one present. There wasn't lots and lots of presents. It was just one present we got. I remember I got a doll one year and I got a camera when I was older. We used to have a few lollies and things like that, but not very much. But Mum used to bake, Christmas cakes, and we used to have the big puddings in the pudding cloths, and you put them in the pot and boil them up and have threepences in them. That's, you don't know what a threepence is, but Mum used to stick them in afterwards, you know, you cut off each piece, you stick one in each, so we'd all get one, and we wouldn't swallow it. But it was just a family day.
Did you play any musical instruments while you were growing up?
Yes, I learnt piano.
Okay.
Yeah, and I played organ until I came here.
I play a bit of piano as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. You stick to it, because I didn't stick to it, and I don't play very well. But I ended up, my husband, I always loved music. My husband bought me a Lowry organ. I came home from work one day and he had this Lowry organ in the spare room. That started me off, and I played ever since. I can read music right hand, but I can't use my chords. So I always had an organ that had a left hand automatic chords. And you just press one button and the whole chord came through. And I was silly, I gave it away because I thought I wouldn't have room for it here. And I've regretted it ever since. I had piles of music, you know, all the old time music songs that we sing here, and it was music, and it was beautiful. Music was always in the house. Mum played piano as well, and she had a beautiful voice. She sang lovely, and we always had music in the house.
Guitar's my main instrument though.
Mm?
Guitar.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is that hard to play?
It's pretty tricky, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it might have been. Yes, I've often wondered. I've always wanted to play a mouth organ. I've never got around to it.
It's never too late.
No, it's never too late for anything, is it? But I don't know why, but mouth organs always used to fascinate me, you know, how you get your different notes, blow in one note and slip out for the other note. It's a thing you can take with you and have music wherever you go. That's what I always used to think, but I never got around to it.
Heather, as you look back now, what's one thing you really appreciate about growing up in this sort of, in this district, in this part of the world?
As far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely world, and it's a friendly place, especially here. It's absolutely beautiful. I've got no regrets coming here whatsoever after my late husband died. I went to Gawler to live, and I was living at Manapara. I went to Gawler to live, and then I came here, put my name down and came here. But I don't know, I've always enjoyed life. Even when I was a kid, I got into lots of trouble, of course, always did. I'm the troublemaker in our family, even though it here, you know, they call us the terrible twins. But it's fun. I enjoy life. And I like, as you know, I like talking. I never shut up.
If you could go back in time and give one piece of advice to yourself, what would you give yourself?
What would I give myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, like back in time when you were younger.
Behave myself a lot better, not cause my mum and dad so much trouble.
I'm a bit of a troublemaker as well.
Yes, when we used to go to school, we used to have a chap that used to come up from Adelaide. He was a blind man, and they used to have a concert once a year. And Buster Noble, I don't know whether you know him, Patsy somebody. No. Well, anyhow, he used to come up once a year and have a thing. We used to sell tickets for the concert, you know, and I used to always sell tickets. And I'd go around, as I said, on my bike, and I'd ride for miles selling these tickets to all the people in the Outland people. And I know there was a couple called Mr. and Mrs. Tremlett, and they always used to ride in the buggy, horse and buggy, and they'd come in once a week to go shopping at Springton, at the Springton shop. It'd take them all day to get into the shop. You'd see them going, poor horsebridge, slowly trotting along, you know. But they used to have fun. And they used to come to the concert. Every year they'd come to the concert. It was one of those things that everybody at Springton came to once a year. He was totally blind. He used to play the violin. And he used to have a man called Buster Noble. He used to come with him to lead him around. And that was one of the events of the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that everybody looked forward to. Mm-hmm. Especially the school concert. That was another thing that was, you know, a local thing that everybody came to, the whole family came to. Mm-hmm. But, no, it was good fun. I loved my life. I loved living and growing up. Did lots of things I shouldn't have done, but you get over them and you make the best of them and you go on again. Yeah, that's the best way to do it. But you stick to your music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good boy.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I do football in the winter and cricket in the summer.
Oh, lovely. My dad used to play cricket. Yeah. That was another thing we used to do on Saturdays, go down and watch the local cricket down on the oval. Not an oval, it was a cricket patch in one of the local people's farmland, you know, and they just, but that was a thing, another thing we used to go to every Saturday. We'd all go down there for the afternoon tea more than anything, us kids, you know, but it used to be good fun.
It was really wonderful. I had a little tear in my eye. Thank you so much.
That's all right. I love doing it.
Can I ask you, please, just sitting here before you, these two young men, these young gentlemen here, if there's any advice that you could give them to apply to their future, what would you say to them?
Study hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's about all I can say, is just study hard and stick to your lessons and study and try and make as much of your life as you can.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Lovely. Thank okay, you. Darling, see you.
See you.
It was nice meeting
you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It was lovely meeting you.
Thank you.